part of my decision making in that was sacrifice. As a ball player, there's certain things I couldn't do.
NFL. I think it's like a ridiculously low percentage of athletes make it into the NFL. And, you know, what's the decision process like? What's the mindset that it takes to get from that, from, you know, oh, I like playing ball as a kid, to, you know, to college, to all right, I'm going to join the NFL. And how have you continued that now that you've moved into a different space?
So great question. So one of the things that one of the interesting things that, you know, as a young athlete, which probably I would say has really impacted my discipline is so when you're anytime you're playing any type of sport, no matter what kind of like level you're on, there's a certain structure, right? There's practice structure, there's game structure, right? So when you're playing sports as you know, let's say you're middle school, there's a certain time you'd be at practice, there's a certain time, you know, you got games. And so you're coordinating, right? If you can, if possible, you know, short of like, you know, playground and just kind of going out. Cause that's where I start really got into sports. We would just play touch football, tackle football, like kind of like I grew up in Newark, New Jersey. So there was a plot of field. We play 7-on-7. We just play football, right? So we just played. Mm-hmm. And then so when I moved to Allentown as a kid, I started to play organized football. And I think that's one of the things where like I really start to understand organized and structure was playing organized sports. So by first time, I would say maybe from seventh grade or eighth grade until I retired, my life has been built around structure, right? So everything I'd done for 20 something years was around structure, place, time, activity, right? So a part of my decision-making in that was sacrifice. As a ball player, there's certain things I couldn't do, right? I had to make sacrifices. And the other component was I was busy all year round. So I wasn't just playing football. I played football, I played basketball, I ran track. And then when I wasn't playing basketball season, I was playing AAU. So I was just kind of like athlete all year round. So my whole life became in my development years, because I think it's important that we understand developmental years too. I developed consistency and structure during my development years that become a part of me. So anytime I'm not operating within that, it's weird. It's not comfortable. And the other component is I'm always trying to improve. Right. So all those skills for me as an athlete that led to the penultimate, because honestly, I tell people this, I wasn't chasing the NFL before I got to college. My goal when I was in high school, my mom said, you know, when I got my first scholarship as a sophomore from Rutgers University, shout out to Rutgers. First team gave me a scholarship offer, right? I didn't go, but it was pretty cool because I was from Jersey and it was like, oh crap, you know, Rutgers gave me a scholarship offer, right? In 10th grade. But throughout those years, it was about graduating. It was about going to college because I would have been one of the few. My family's from Liberia, West Africa, migrated to the U.S., to escape the Civil War at the time, right?
Yeah.
So it was like, we came here to get away from that, but there's, you know, quote unquote, land opportunities, America, you know, and I was born in New York. So the goal, I say all that to say, the goal was to graduate with a bachelor's degree. That was it. You got a scholarship, you're getting these offers, I expect you to go to school and graduate. And so it wasn't until I got to college and I seen my teammates start to like, go to the NFL, like my freshman year. And this was the image. And I want to give the full context for the answer. The image was, I got to college my freshman year. These seniors will go off. they were like, you know, get ready for the draft. They come back and they driving these crazy flashy cars, Bentley, BMWs, Lexus. I'm like, oh, like, and it's like, oh, snap, they make some money. I'm like, oh, yeah, this might be the move. Like, so my sophomore year, I'm like, oh, I might want to pursue this thing. You know, I started to play. I got to start at Michigan and start to get some good time. So I'm like, oh, I might want to pursue this thing. And so at that point, it was like a decision was being made. I was making a decision like, I want to pursue this thing. So what does that mean? That means there had to be certain things I had to sacrifice. At Michigan, we weren't doing things everybody else did for the most part, right? We weren't like having a full college experience because we had a regimented schedule. And sacrifice has always been, sacrifice and developing and getting better has been at the core of my values. So as an adult now, say all that to say, as an adult, I took all those skills with me. I'm able to make a decision to not do something that everybody else is doing, and I'm always trying to get better. So I'm in a PhD program called Organization Development and Change. Okay. And so every night, right, I work at the practice. I'm working virtually. I work with my team. Then I have a private practice. I see clients on the side, and then I'm writing every night. And because this is a PhD program, you got to write. So I'm writing every night. And that's my life. It's a structure and I'm comfortable in it. It's very uncomfortable because I'm tired. I'm tired of that. But I'm comfortable in that structure because that's what I've been doing. I've just been grinding for 20 something years. So it's just normal to kind of work in this grinding space. The thing I've gotten better at is taking care of myself. You know, finding time to rest and recover. That's the thing that I was not good at, but I've incorporated that. So to back to the talent was there, but I think as an athlete, and this is the one thing that people don't talk about, is the work ethic is something else. You gotta have a crazy, crazy strong work ethic because the talent rises so high, right? There's been so many talented as far as athlete. People who have never touched the light of a professional sport, whether it's baseball, basketball, football, soccer, whatever it might be, because the work ethic wasn't there. It comes back to that work ethic. It comes to sacrifice, right? Understanding what you have to sacrifice and then staying within that structure of just having a regiment, going back to like, how do you build discipline? I think those two things really go together. Sorry for the long with it.
No. It made me think of a question here. You mentioned you've seen a lot of players that had the talent, but didn't necessarily see the work ethic. Didn't see the work ethic. Do you kind of, I mean, we'll even call that potential.
Yeah.
Right. I feel like it's that's the true like nature of discovering who you are. Right? Work ethic plus talent, right? Not necessarily talent in sports, but talent in understanding and realizing who you want to be, where you want to go, plus having that work ethic and motivation to stay on that course. I guess just an extra question for me is that, you know, you're no longer playing football. So when it happens, right? It just depends on sometimes as a certain sport or as a certain thing where people stop that, right? That's all they have, right?
Yeah.
You got to kind of hit the reset button.
Yeah.
Or like, and rediscover, all right, where am I going, right? So how do you kind of keep that same growth motivation and growth mindset, right? Did you have to reset yourself? Did you have to, you know, how was that for you? How do you kind of keep that same course?
So I'll start from my exact experience of, so when I got done playing, it wasn't intentional, got done playing. My career did not go how I anticipated it. And I think it's important because I'll say this consistently for me. I didn't start like with that kid in that mindset of, oh, I'm going to the NFL. Right. I wanted to play basketball. That was my main sport. I wanted to play basketball. They said I shaved my head, but I've been shaving my head since I was in high school.
Okay.
And, my idol was Shaq, because Shaq lived in Newark. So I lived in Newark when Shaq had lived in Newark. If you look at his story, his documentary, they were stationed all over the place. One time he was in Newark, and I was there as a kid when he shot his first music. If you go look at his first music video, we in the background playing basketball. I was in the joint, you know what I mean? But yeah. Wow. So that's my connection. And but I was a tall, skinny kid. He called me Young KG. So that was kind of like, I wanted to play basketball. So football, dreams of going to the NFL was never in the forefront of my mind. But then when I got there, I was all in, all chips in, full identity. This is who I am. This is who I want to be. This is what I'm going to do the rest of my life. 2 years into my career, devastating knee injury, setbacks like crazy. My career is done. And like,
this was when you got to the NFL, correct?
This is when I got to the NFL. Okay. So right. Beforehand, I didn't, you know, like I said, in college, then I committed to it. And then when I got in there and I had this mindset of like, this is who I'm going to be, this is what I'm going to do.
Okay.
It was taken from me, right?
Okay.
Just taken from me. And so, yeah, that period was hard. That period was definitely hard in understanding that I didn't really engage in developing other components of my identity or what else I wanted to do. And so, yeah, I sunk into a depression. You know, really my mental health was, I was mentally going through things. And so I sought a therapist and I reflected on like, yeah, there was really not a lot of resources as far as like athletes who were going through that type of thing, who could having another therapist who had that experience. So I was like, I want to be a therapist for athletes because I had the experience of being an athlete and now I wanted the technical skills, right? So what does that mean? That means I had to go back to school and learn. And I had to take the same structure that helped me be a football player. I had to bring that to that space, to academia, to work, right? So for the longest time, it was okay. And I was used to working a regular job and then going to school at night, working and going to school. That was the grind, right? Working, going to school, and then going to my internship. A lot of people struggled with it. I was comfortable in it because I'm just used to grinding and kind of like having that structure of all of those years, taking those skills with me to be able to show up, be present, and do what has to be done. That has been with me. So it's kind of like part of my internal kind of composition to be able to work long hours, to be able to grind. And again, the thing that I've done better is taking care of myself to have balance. But that's kind of always been there. And so the motivation and growth mindset does come from playing sports. It comes from you got to keep getting better. Not for nothing, right? I saw like in the different spaces I worked in a lot of nonprofits. And one of the things that I noticed was nonprofits don't really have a strong business mindset as far as setting up a structure, business plan, and strategy. So I wanted to learn those skills to say, hey, y'all are doing great work, but you're burning your staff out, right? Because your pay structure is not strong, right? Your plan, your organization structure is not where it needs to be. And so I wanted to learn those skills. That's why I pursued this PhD, to learn those skills and go back and now consult and work with nonprofits to help do those things. So it's a need. And I'm like, all right, this is something I'm invested in. I want to do. So I gotta go learn these skills. And that's always going to be something that the really cool thing about my field is you gotta keep learning. You can't stay stagnant as far as the therapist, because there's new modalities, there's new interventions, there's new approaches. So you gotta stay up on it, because your approach can be out of date and you're not providing your clients what they really need if they need something new and different. So that's always going to be a part of me, probably until, you know, I physically or mentally can't do it anymore, which is learn. But I'm always going to be trying to grow. It's just a growth mindset kind of like has always been with me.
What is your current means of setting standards for yourself, and how has it changed from when you were an athlete?
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I think for myself is the first thing is understanding that each day I wake up, it's an and this is the athlete, it's an opportunity to get better, right? So there's really no ceiling on me contemplating, exploring how I want to improve my life, right? I think that's really important. There's times where I'm consuming a lot of information, just trying to learn new things, but there's also times where I'm resting and being present and being still. That has been a really strong practice recently with me, just mindfulness. And it's really helped me to move into maximizing every moment possible and being more present than being more future-minded or absent-minded. And when I say absent-minded, I mean like more focus on what's missing than what's already there. Right. So that's a different take on absent mind. Right. So I'm all like people who focus on what I don't have versus focusing on what I do have. Right. Mm-hmm. That's one. My spirituality, I'm a Christian. So that is at the foundation, I would say, over the past 10 years, that's really been the standard. Love the Lord my God with all my heart, all my mind, all my soul, my being, and love each other as I love myself. That has been like my foundation and how I treat people and how I move. So like spiritually, I'm checking in with the Holy Spirit and I'm engaging in what God wants me to do. And then when I engage people, I'm trying to engage them with my best intent and love them. The other component is wisdom. I can't love everybody because everybody doesn't deserve my love, right? Everybody can't handle my love. So I'm wise in my spheres of circles, because I think our connections and our relationships are an important part of who we are. So my core, which is my wife and my son, they're standards, right? The standards are we communicate with love and healthy, right? My wife and I, my partner, we just connect. And I can't, you know, we've known each other 20 years. We've been married 7 years now. We just there's just a natural connection. But I don't take it for granted, right? So we communicate, we check in, we spend time with each other. We do all the things you need to do in a relationship. With my son, it's about developing. Got to develop. And he's 11 years old. He wants to be this athlete. And I'm like, all right, cool. But I want you to develop your whole self. I'm not going to be the parent. This is controversial. I'm not going to be the parent. Well, I just want you to focus on your grades. No, I want you to focus on your grades. I want you to focus on your athletic ability. And I want you to focus on being a good person. Right. I want to develop your character, because as adults, what do we do the most? We work and we manage relationships and we operate in the world. So I want my son to be able to manage healthy relationships, want him to understand who he is in a relationship, so he doesn't have to go through some negative things that I went through in previous relationships. Right. Yeah. We don't think about that character development piece when we come to our kids. We just think about, you go to school and you do what I say, the discipline, and you right, that's the only thing. We gotta develop our kids. So that's a part of my standards, just really trying to develop him as a person in helping him to be reflective on who he is, how he is with his friends. We had a conversation a week ago. I was like, so what do you like about yourself? He's like, oh, I like that I'm getting faster. I said, no, what do you like about yourself as a person? And then he reflected and he was like, I like how I'm able to comfort my friends when they feel bad. 11 years old, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Because that's an adult thing, right? That's a big deal. And I didn't put that in him, but but I'm asking the kind of questions that makes my son reflect on those things. And so I think that's when you come to standards, that's it. And then honestly, just continue to be the best person that I can be. I know it sounds very generic, but important.
No, that's